there was about a 6% drop in impaired driving charges by York Regional Police in 2023. The force is reporting a total of 1,350 drivers with 1,884 impaired-related charges in 2023, compared to 1,441 drivers in 2022. While the slight decrease in the number of arrests from 2022 to 2023 is a good thing, York Regional Police Chief Jim McSween says that impaired driving continues to be a huge problem in the region. "These numbers mean our officers are charging 3 impaired drivers each and every day," he said. "Impaired driving remains the leading criminal cause of death in Canada, and it will not be tolerated in York Region." During York Regional Police's festive ride program over the holiday season, from November 16 to January 1, a total of 170 drivers were charged with 242 impaired-related offences. Police said that during one incident that took place in the early morning of New Year's Eve, officers spotted a vehicle driving over a median in the area of Bathurst Street and King Road in King Township. The vehicle was traveling at a slow rate of speed and crossing into the opposite lanes of traffic, police said. Police then followed the vehicle, which came to a stop in the middle of the roadway, and fluids were seen leaking from the vehicle and all 4 tires were severely damaged. Police said breath samples submitted by the driver were found to be over the legal limit, and the driver of the vehicle was subsequently charged with impaired operation, BAC 80+, and 2 counts of driving while prohibited. Examples like this are why York Regional Police say they are not giving up in the fight against impaired driving. York Regional Police said it will continue to work with its partners and its community, and continue the fight against impaired driving. "If you consume alcoholic beverages or drugs, do not get behind the wheel. Ensure you always have a plan to get home safely," a York Regional Police news release said. "Road safety is everyone's responsibility. If you see a driver you suspect is impaired, call 911. York Regional Police will respond to these calls through its Safe Roads, Your Call program."